Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Hi, this is Brant Vauder, Acting Secretary of the School Land Commission. Are you looking for land for farming, grazing, hunting, fishing, or camping? Each October, state school land is leased for agricultural, farming, and grazing, as well as for outdoor sport and recreational use. More than 500 tracts in 32 counties will be offered for lease. On Tuesday, October 15th at 2 p.m., we will be in Guymon at the Texas County Fairgrounds, where 32 tracts in Texas County will be leased. For more details, log on to our website at www.clo.ok.gov. and follow the prompts for 2019 annual lease auction information or call 1-888-35-LANDS for all auction locations and times. School land leases are a great opportunity for hunting, fishing, grazing, or farming, and the money benefits Oklahoma schools and colleges.
Well, cash cattle activity is heading into midweek with little direction and asking prices and bids still not fully disclosed. The light to moderate buyer support in the futures trade and firmness in beef values yesterday is expected to help bolster additional feeder resolve as they look to expand the upward market trend over the last couple of weeks. Although packer margins are attractive, the pullback from previous levels is not going unnoticed, and that will cause a push to limit country spending. Most cattle trades expected to be pushed to the end of the week. Mixed early reaction is expected in the hog futures today as traders focus on nearby hog trade, regaining early week losses from yesterday. This intense back and forth shift early in the week is setting up additional volatility into what could be an even more uncertain week of trade. With trade talks with China expected to start tomorrow, the fact that high-level officials will be on hand during this meeting is creating the show of force by both sides. Now, over on the grains, mixed wheat markets with Minneapolis posting gains while winter wheat contracts trade lower. December spring wheat has gained back two-thirds of the late September correction, buoyed by the looming winter storm, which should guarantee any bushels still in the field will not be harvested. The same concern exists for the Canadian prairies, where over half of the spring wheat acres are waiting to be harvested. Corn prices are lower midweek, bidding time ahead of the two major events of the week, but mostly holding the impressive gains posted yesterday. Both the winter storm and October WASDE will hit on Thursday, bringing with them plenty for the trade to digest over the weekend. The latest models continue to suggest 6 to 10-inch snow totals will be common in South Dakota and North Dakota, with heavier totals locally. November soybeans are up a couple of cents from overnight, adding to gains from Tuesday as trends remain up. Overnight, November soybeans traded to the highest level since July 15th and are now above the 50, 100, and 200-day moving averages. We're going to check your futures in a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
October live cattle down 7 cents last night at 108.17. December was down 35 at 110.85. October feeder cattle up 32 cents yesterday, 142.02. November up 32 cents at 141.25. December hogs up 315, 67.40. Kansas City wheat, December up 8 cents yesterday, 410 and a quarter. March was up 7 and a quarter at 424 and a quarter. Chicago wheat, December up 11 cents, $5 and a quarter penny. March up 11 and a quarter at 507 and three quarters. December corn up 8 3/4 at 395 3/4. March up 7.5 at 406.5. November soybeans up 5 1/4, 920.5. January's up 5 3/4 at 935 1/4. December cotton down 51 cents yesterday, 61.32. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.